Track 12, Henry's Harumph. So let's turn now to Henry's latest tale of woe. What has upset Henry this month, Neil?
Near my house in Norwich, there is a road sign that says, Slow Hedgehogs. What a silly sign. When did you last come across a fast hedgehog? At least slow men working is informative. When you see this, you know the road is going to be up for some time. But the road sign I really hate is Umleitung. Many years ago, I planned a cycling holiday in Europe. The highlight of this, I use the word advisedly, was to be a ride along the Schwarzwald-Hochstrasse, the Black Forest High Road. This is said to be one of the most spectacular rides in Germany, a fairly flat cruise along 60-kilometre ridge with a wonderful view on both sides. Of course, to get there, you had to pedal long and hard up to the ridge, but I decided that this would be worth the effort. And it seemed to be. I climbed to the top and started to cruise south, enjoying the smells of the forest and the views to left and right. But then, straight ahead, was a temporary large road sign, Umleitung. I didn't know what the word meant at the time, but the meaning was clear, with the road firmly closed and a large arrow pointing towards the road down to the left. Yes, it was a diversion sign, and I found I had to descend all the way down to the low road. By the way, of the high road is up 1,000 metres above sea level. Cycle a few kilometres on the low road and then climb all the way back up to the Hochstrasse. At last, back on the high, flattish road and still enjoying the forest environment when, oh no, another Umleitung. I cannot now remember whether it was two diversions or three on that road, but a 60-kilometre ride turned out to be much longer, and instead of one of 1,000-metre climb, I had two or three. I never want to see that sign again. But let's get back to the road signs nearer home. One often sees signs about deer crossing and even frogs and toads. Then there are zebra crossings, pelican crossings, bear left and bear right signs, and even the lion's corner house. All signs that we must be living in a zoo.
Well, I think we can all feel Henry's frustration there, can't we? And I'm sure many of us have experienced similar feelings when we've been diverted from our expected route. Most irritating.